Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Capitol Hill Challenge brings nearly 3,400 teams of students from all 50 states into competition. The challenge invests a hypothetical $100,000 for a 14-week time period in listed stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and maximize the return of your team portfolio. Phillip High School is the first South Dakota school to place in the top 10 nationally. They took sixth, I believe, and we're joined now by Phillip High School teacher Bridget Brooklocker. Bridget, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Also with us on the phone, Phillip High School student Hunter Peterson. Hey, Hunter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And our next guest, Professor Don Altmeyer. He's director of the Center for Economic Education and Stock Market Game Coordinator. Welcome, Professor.
Thank you for having me.
Bridget Brooklocker, let's start with you and give me an idea about, so you go to Washington, you take the kids with you, give us an overview.
Yes. With this Capitol Hill Challenge, they take the top 10 schools in the nation, and we were very fortunate to be the sixth place team. And it is written through the group called SIFMA, S-I-F-M-A. They are the voice of investors in the country through the political process. And they gave us an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, took care of all of our travel arrangements, had fantastic hotel accommodations, tour of all the monuments, tour of the Capitol, just really rolled out the red carpet for us.
Don, there's so much, happening here as far as, financial education and politics and history. Well, tell me about the stock market game and what's the intent of it for the students?
Well, there's it's really a good learning tool for teachers in a variety of subjects and even grade levels, because not only do they get to compete with each other, they do research in teams of 2 to 5 students, and they go online and do online trading just like any person would do. They have their own account, and they can do research in stocks, mutual funds, and bonds. And then they read about current events and economic reports and company reports, and they can buy and sell during the semester, and they track to see their winners and losers. And then at the end of the game, we have a writing competition called InvestWrite, where they summarize their learning experience with an online essay that is judged by investment professionals.
Hmm. Hunter, tell me a little bit about why you wanted to be involved with this. Is it the first year that you did this?
Yes, it is.
And what was the appeal for you?
Well, we were all in personal finance class, and kind of the whole class did it. So we all got in teams and decided to buy stocks and see how we did, I guess.
Right. And I think a lot of us think, oh, that sounds like a good idea. But where do you begin? How much did you learn over this process about what that was like? It must have been a little intimidating at first.
Well, before we did the or started, I really knew nothing about stocks or anything.
Yeah.
And I guess I ended up doing pretty well. Like you said, looked into different companies and decided which ones we thought would go up, and they did.
Yeah. So, Bridget Brooklocker, are you the personal finance teacher? Is that the class that you're teaching?
Yes, I have been the family and consumer science teacher in Phillip for 33 years. And since 2010, have included personal finance in my curriculum.
All right. And so when most of us took personal finance, we were learning how to balance checkbooks. And this is definitely at a whole new level. How do you take something as complicated as, the stock market and teach it from scratch, from a lot of kids who probably don't know this, from home? Their parents maybe are not doing this on their own.
Right. So there are so many different aspects of personal finance, and investing is just a small part of that. But one of the ways that I prepare my teams for the stock market game is I use our local First National Bank president, Ray Smith, And he sits down with the kids and goes through what a stock screener is and some of the terminology associated with stock trades, and just kind of shows them, you know, how you find risk or how you find low risk. But really, to win this game, you have to find some high-risk stocks to have them perform in 14 weeks.
Right. Hunter, talk about that a little bit. Was there a certain stock that that you chose that helped push you over into sort of a winning team category?
The stock that did the best for us was a company called Sedge, which is like a solar power company.
Okay.
And we put, I don't know, a lot of stocks into it, and it went up 84%.
Mm. How did you choose that one? What were you looking for?
That one, actually, a friend that took it the semester before kind of recommended it.
Okay.
Said it was, it did all right for him.
Yeah.
But it was nothing like 84%, I guess.
Yeah,
it skyrocketed.
Yeah. Now, Don, give me a big picture of, you know, after this game is over. I mean, it's remarkable that the students did so well, that they had the education of the trip. But what are, you know, how does it continue forward throughout their lives? Do you hope?
Well, I think the winner of the game is not necessarily the highest portfolio. It's who learns the most, because I use the game in my introduction to business course here at Black Hill State University. And I know that the students that lose money sometimes say, I'm glad I understand the risks of the stock market. So the program entails simulation is one part, but we always emphasize the need for long-term saving and investing and using debt wisely and the meaning of a diversified portfolio of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. So I'm hoping that that sticks with them, because I know a lot of undecided business majors that take this course, they want to be a personal financial planner, and that's kind of encouraging.
Right. Hunter, do you understand the risks of the stock market better than you did before? I mean, it's fun to watch something go up, but you know it can go the other way, too.
Yeah, we were in two games, actually. We were in the Capitol Hill Challenge, and then we were in the South Dakota game. And in the Capitol Hill game, we got six, like they said. And in the South Dakota one, we were not even close. We didn't do near as well, because we bought different stocks in both. So, yeah, it kind of shows that what you buy can make a big difference. And
do you think it was luck for you? I mean, it was a networking. You had a good, you know, someone who said, hey, pay attention to this. Was it research? Did you come up, Hunter, with an idea of how to do this successfully?
Yeah, I think we, I think it's more, we got more lucky than anything, I think, but, you learn a lot about, like, the trends that'll happen and what to look for when you're buying in stock.
Ms. Brooklocker, talk about, you know, other than, you know, that personal financial behavior, you know, impact of kind of teaching kids, you know, as they go move into adulthood, you know, about investing and such. What about just other skills, math skills, collaboration skills, research skills? It seems like there must be a lot that could come out of this.
You're right. There are a lot of extra benefits just from the personal finance aspects of it. One of the cool things for my students is just really paying attention to things in the news and just, you know, things happening in the world, because something can happen, you know, thousands and thousands of miles from where we are, and it still impacts your finances here in Phillips, South Dakota. So it really gives them a good sense of where they fit into the global economy.
Sure. How so? Give me an example of something that you taught them to sort of look for.
Well, contrary to what you might do in your own personal financial life, I teach them to try to go out and find something of high risk to play in the game. Uh-huh. Because if you don't find that high risk, you're not going to find that high reward. And sometimes it's something that you don't know, that's not even on your radar, or something that you've heard of. So they have to go out and use stock screeners in avenues like Google Finance or Yahoo Finance. And they really kind of have to dig for something that maybe not everybody would know about. And this little company, Sedge, they found was actually a Canadian solar energy company. So it really wasn't on the radar of probably most investors, which was kind of cool.
So it seems like a solar energy Canadian company right now would not be a great investment with the sort of tariff conversations that we're having. And but it was. How come?
Well, you know, for the most part, it's the Canadian steel tariff that may, you know, be damaging to some of our manufacturing businesses. But solar energy is kind of on that cutting edge of technology. Hmm. And most technology companies tend to have a little risk when it comes to spending your dollar for their stocks.
Nice.
And this one just happened to be returning 84% at the end of the game, which really did well for my students. They also had Facebook stock, which took a big nosedive in March.
Right.
And Facebook did recover at the end of the game just enough to put them in that top 10 of the nation.
Yeah. See, and how already you can tell I wouldn't be good at the game, because I was thinking that would not be a good investment, and there was that risk piece that you were looking for. I had already
yep.
overlooked that. You can tell I'm not personally doing well
yep.
on the stock
well,
market.
In your real life, you want to eliminate risk as much as you can.
Right.
But in the game, you kind of teach them the opposite, that you really have to find the risk.
Right.
And then in the end, you know, you can have lost that much too.
Right.
So in their real lives, you have to balance that. And that's part of what they learn.
Yeah. Hunter, is this something that you think you or your friends will do in the future? Will you pay attention more to the stock market, or will you, you know, pursue things in your own lives that have to do with personal finance?
I think that because of this game, I might feel more comfortable putting money into stocks or bonds. And I would guess I'd probably like to do that to make sure that I have more money in the future.
Right. Always a good plan. Bridget Brooke Locker is with Phillip High School. She's a teacher there. Hunter Peterson is a student at Phillip High School. And Professor Don Altmeyer is director of the Center for Economic Education and the Stock Market Game Coordinator. Congratulations to the Phillip High School team for being the first team in South Dakota to place in the top 10 nationally of the Capitol Hill Challenge. Thank you so much, guests. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.